On a windy day in Hooper Bay, I went looking for something most of the residents in the village say they can't find out on the tundra.
I'm looking for blackberries or crowberries.
They're known as kavlahuak in the local Chupik dialect spoken here and also 17 miles west in Chivac.
They're like these little round berries, about the size of a pea. And they are kind of black or really deep purple in color. And I found the plant here in the tundra. But people in both communities say there aren't any this year.
There's almost next to nothing.
Victoria Hill works for the Hooper Bay Tribal Council.
My dad said he went out there towards back of town and there was maybe scattered all over. Not like a carpet like it used to be. They were just scattered. You had to go far.
A massive storm last year brought floodwaters to this part of Alaska, and the tundra was inundated for days. Add to that a cold and rainy summer this year, and Roy Bell says it's the perfect recipe for a kavlahuak crash.
I noticed that the areas where they flooded, some of the plants, mainly like the medicines and the berries, they all gotten bad. You know, like, for example, the bionix, I think they call either thickleberry or nagoon berries. There's some patches, but there's no berries. And the ones that I found, they're like really like light brown and they taste nasty. And the blackberries and cranberries that grow on the lower lands where it flooded, there's no berries at all.
Why do you think?
It's probably the salt water.
Yeah. Do you think they'll come back?
I hope so.
Yeah. Bell's family and friends in Hooper Bay call him the botanist.
I'm one of the last generation that took that talent test with the elders, and my talent was the plants.
There's a talent test with the elders?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and that's how, and because my talent was the plants, that's how my parents and the elders raised me.
To be interested in the plants?
More like get to know the land and the plants. Mm-hmm. So no guns, no boats, no mechanics, no nothing, just land and plants.
For more than 50 years, Bell has been learning all he can about the local plants that blanket the tundra. He says floods in the past haven't had nearly the impact. And he says it's not just the plants that haven't returned this year.
It's either foxes or the owls or the hawks.
Lots of people are reporting fewer birds of prey and predators on the landscape as well. It may be because those animals haven't been able to find their own preferred food, mice. Much of the low-lying land that stretches nearly 20 miles from Hooper Bay on the coast inland to Chivac was flooded. It's a catastrophic scenario if you're a mouse. The tiny rodents store up plant roots for the winter months, and that's a delicacy out here in Chupik country. Mark Ulron in Chivac says it's his favorite.
They're called teardrops. We call them utungsak. And then those long roots, we call it magasak. So those are the two main ones that we always get every year. For ingredients on our, like if we cook a seal soup, at the end of it, we add on those.
And were you able to get any mouse food this year?
No, not nothing.
Nothing? None at all?
Zero. I don't know if there's going to be any mouse out there, because all that marbuck just drive them up to the high ground, I guess, or kill them or...
Across town, Stella Lake lives in a house that overlooks the Ninglikfok River in Chivac. All summer and through the fall, she's watched friends and neighbors head out to go catch fish and hunt seal. Her boat motor was submerged in floodwaters for 3 days after last year's storm. Efforts to repair it haven't been successful.
Like, there's a season where boats go for, and everybody's excited to go, like berry picking season, moose hunting season. And I watch the boats. I can see the river here.
From your window.
Yeah, it gets me emotional. but we can't go. My baby, he loves hunting, and he, you know, it breaks my heart to listen to him, man. Why can't we go?
Lake's son, 12-year-old Cade, sits next to her.
We don't get to go our fish camp or seal hunting, go to camps or get eggs or pick up berries or go moose hunting. And we can't do all that because our motor's not fixed.
How come? How does it make you feel?
Bored.
Cade Lake says being out on the land, it's his favorite thing to do. In Chivac and from Hooper Bay, I'm Emily Schwing.